You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
I was thinking about, you know, this is the time of the year that kids start setting up, I don't know, traditionally lemonade stands or something, you know, make a little money, have some fun, be out in the neighborhood, do projects, maybe cutting grass, cleaning up people's yards and things like that. So it's not unusual for a 13-year-old to start up a new business. He's gaining a lot of attention. And I'll tell you what, you never thought of his business. I guarantee you, you never thought of his business. He said, where did this idea come from, Mr. Gonzalez? This is pretty amazing. Anthony Gonzalez, 13-year-old. He started cleaning dirty trash cans, the kind I just put out this morning. You know, those big ones? Cleaning them. I'm like, wowee, $10 a trash can, and Anthony is a perfectionist. The way he gets it, it's just not right. I mean, it is just absolutely incredible. It takes about 30 or 40 minutes to clean a trash can. How long would you work on that? I mean, you know, it's like, okay, I'm going to clean. Maybe a minute wiping it off or something. Well, Anthony is using the profits for a very special reason, not for himself, not even for his family. He's motivated to help children in need this summer. He's going to buy sports equipment for the kids in need. He said, that's my main goal, to help kids in need. Wow. In addition, he loves playing baseball. The Houston Astros, that's where he lives. And the Astros player, Jose Altuve, of course they make a connection. Anthony said, if Mr. Altuve hears about my business, I'll offer my cleaning services to him for free.
To infinity and...
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The Sound of Life.
I'm glad you're along this morning. I was really down, kind of down with him, you know, because... If you follow along with the trials and tribulations of Dick Vitale, who's been in sports for about a million years, and here's a guy that's known for his voice, you know, and he had a vocal cancer a couple of years ago. He went through that. He is very open about being scared, about being worried, about all the things that you think about when it's happening to you. And he got cleared. He was so happy. Last season, he went through the whole basketball season, because that's what he does, yell at basketball games, without cancer and stuff. And if you've been in that situation, you know exactly what he's going through. And he knows now exactly what you're going through. He made an announcement. He said, I've got really sad news. I'm going to have another throat surgery coming up in July. Posted a picture of him sitting, getting his blood work drawn. Got to get an EKG prep for undergoing anesthesia for first surgery July 11th on my vocal cords. You know, now he's, and now the stress builds, right? I mean, this whole process, it really is challenging for you. Wow, It's pretty amazing. What are you going to say? You know, the look on his face just says it all. And I'm sure if you've been through that, you have family members that have been through that. We just pray for peace, because God offers through his son Jesus a peace that the world doesn't understand. And boy, wouldn't you like to have that right now? And it's available to you. And that is my prayer for you and your families going through something very similar to this. You're famous in my book.
Waking up with a Cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The Sound of Life.
Had a wonderful time Saturday at Grace Church right here. We were surprised at how close it was. We were like, man, can't we just drive another hour or something so we can be in a location? Anyway, we had a great time. The kids, of course, always the highlight. We were at Grace Church there for their annual block party, which we moved inside. Everything Saturday went inside, all the graduations and stuff. So that was really cool, and it was good to see you. And because you support us prayerfully and financially, we can do things like that. We have a nice vehicle that we can get out. We could have put up the canopy. I wanted to do that, But then they were like, well, inside. But I thought it would have been really cool. But it's okay. It's all right. We got the Wheel of Prizes going, having a lot of fun. So we do stuff like that. And we're on the air 24/7, 365. Yeah. A ministry of presence right there. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Right now, ministries all over the world are like going, well, it's summertime. You know what that means? People going out on vacation. They're going to forget about us. But I know you won't do that because you're loyal and faithful and generous people. Thank you. I appreciate that very, very, very much.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't stop drinking the coffee. I've stopped doing the standing and the walking and the words, putting into sentence, doing.
The sound of life.
Maybe Band-Aid time. I mean, he must be using Band-Aid still like we did when we were kids. Band-Aid is like the number one trusted brand. Kind of makes sense, doesn't it? I always put them on there. And they have gotten really good lately. You know, used to, let's face it, 100 years ago, you know, we'd put them on there. They wouldn't last that long. But it's important. Any little break in the skin, mom, grandma, you know, put a little ointment on there. Whatever a 3-in-1 ointment is, put a Band-Aid on there. And here's the thing. If it gets stuck on there, how about a little baby oil to get it off, right? It'd be a lot less tears. And that's what we want here.
The sound of life.
From our loving and amazing world comes a... an incredible account from Richard. It's really cool. And maybe your child or grandchild's school is like this as well. But if not, it's a great idea. Visiting son's school, noticed this really bright colored bench. Every slat on the bench was painted in a different color. And I said, oh, is that a place where I can sit down? And he said, no, that's my son. This is Richard talking about. My son said, that's the bench of friends. Oh, really? Yeah, when someone is lonely or can't find a game partner, they'll sit there and others invite them to play with them. I thought that was a great idea. And I asked him if he used it himself. He said, yeah, at the beginning of the year when I was new, I sat there and another student came to invite me to play with them. It's made me happy. And now when I see someone sitting there, I also invite them to play. Isn't that a great idea? A friendship bench.
The sound of life.
Hey, I am Joe. It's Cup Joe Morning Show. Glad you're along. It is absolutely gorgeous here. I don't know. Compared to yesterday, man, yes, this is a beautiful morning out. I have to tell you what happened. Yes, Cup Joe Morning Show. Kim, let me tell you. Let me ask you something, Kim. Have you got something that's like the best thing that's happened to you lately?
Yes, actually, her daughter graduated college and just got her first job, and her son just passed his medical assistant license all, like, within the last few weeks. So we've been super blessed.
Wow. That's pretty cool, isn't that something? And you did all that hard work for them all those years. I hope they're appreciative.
So happy for them.
The sound of life.
I just wanted to share this with you because I just was spit my coffee out funny, which is what I did, I think, listening to Carrie. Talking about an everyday occurrence, but you've been in those situations where you get something new. It's something that's been around forever, but you get the latest and greatest model. And you know what I'm talking about, right? Because it's got all these buttons and settings and everything. And I give you, and it's funny when it's I think it's really funnier when it's in a British dialect. They got something new. And it's in their house.
I bought a washing machine, and it lives with us now. It's in our house. But I've got more choices to make because it's got millions and millions of settings on it. It's got a sports wash, a daily wash, an eco wash, a power wash. Just clean it! It's got an iron-free option. Why would I not choose that? Who chooses to iron? It's got an economy intense option. That doesn't have any meaning. It has no meaning. It's got a hand wash option on an automatic washing machine.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.